Miami, Tom Catton's Health Alert. Tom Catton, one of the foremost experts on health, nutrition, and a longer, more fruitful life. And now, from our studios on Miami Beach, it's Tom Catton.
Oh, yeah, thank you very much, and hello. This is Tom Catton, and I've reinvented myself. I'm happy to do that. I've reinvented myself. Listen to that, Miami Vice, huh? So, active city, so many things going on. Doo-doo, yes. Danger around every corner and health around every corner is what we say about Miami. It's dangerous, but it's healthy. And I got to tell you, it's something that I have always enjoyed about this great city. When you come to Miami, you're in grave danger the minute you step off the airplane, but you get healthier just by enjoying the sun and eating some of the fruits and vegetables that we have to offer. There's also, I'm going to be talking this show and in forthcoming shows, but particularly this show about energy bars. Yeah, I bet you didn't know that there are a wide variety of energy bars. Yeah, you know, you can put a little peanut butter on an apple slice or that kind of thing, but there are other substitutes if you don't have the time, and you've seen them all, the Luna bars and Ojoy and a great many others. And what I like to say is Tom Catton sets the bar high for the energy bar. And no, I didn't write that. I must confess, I saw that on one of the websites, and I'm kind of making it sound like I invented it, but I didn't. That's on one of the websites. And we'll also get calls here today from some of the foremost health experts that I know. We've got Anna Lamalier is going to be with us. We have Blair Lenning and Ray Borghese will be checking in to talk about their various areas of. Ray Borghese is a great physical fitness expert, and at the age of 75 is still benching upwards of a couple of hundred pounds a day. It's getting me beat. I've got a pretty good physique right now. I kind of laid off last summer. I was eating and laying around. Usually I've got a pretty good size arms, and I'd say about 364 of the 365 days a year, I've got pretty large arms, but I laid off last summer laying around and eating, and you know how it is. There's nothing like taking time off and just to enjoy life. And I believe a good balance is important. I know you've heard this said so many times, but a lot of people don't know how to practice a good balance. I love to eat, as we all do. You know, my weakness is pies and cakes and, you know, the odd donut, the odd pastry like that. But last summer, I spent every day, we were having chocolate cakes and pies, and it was wonderful, but my arms got smaller, and I was putting on the weight. And I looked in the mirror and decided, well, I better get cracking. I know that you're the same way, huh? Well, that's why we're going to bring on Ray Borghese, because he can tell you all about it. Then we have Anna LaMaster. And Anna is an expert on vitamins, nutrients, the amino acids, and the supplements. And she'll tell us a little bit about that and what you can do to. There are a number of amino acids. There are a number of supplements that you can take that, you know, can enhance your physique, and you won't have to necessarily do as much exercising as I do. I do a lot. I do push-ups. I do pull-ups. I do deep knee bends. I do a great many leg lifts. I run on the beach. And there are some days I can only do one pull-up. Last summer, when I had sort of thrown caution to the wind, I could only do one pull-up. By the end of the summer, I could do one pull-up and one push-up, and that was it. But that was enough. That began my, coming back from all of that sort of laying around in the summertime. Because you know that song, in the summertime, when the weather is fine, you can kick right back and you'll touch the sky when the weather is fine. You can touch the sky. That's what I was doing. I was touching the sky, and, well, I paid the price. So Anna is going to tell us about the supplements that you can take that will cut off the amount of time you need to be exercising. Some of these can enhance muscle tissue, and you don't want to overdo it, because I looked in the mirror a couple of summers ago because I was on a heavy, heavy dose of some of these supplements that Anna had given me, and you are shocked to see what's looking back at you. And I'm going to leave that to your imagination. I don't want to get too far into that. Anna could come on and talk to us about that. Also, we'll have Blair Lenning. And Blair is one of the great, great experts in the mind and the spirituality of meditation. And did I say that right? Spirituality of meditation, concentration, and the yogas. And Blair is a yogic, or is it a yogi? Okay. It's hatha yoga. It's a physical yoga. Am I right about that? Well, Blair's not here. He's going on the phone? Okay. And he'll tell us about that. There's a lot of standing on the head. And sometimes you look at yogas or yogis and you ask yourself, why are they standing on their head? What is the health benefit from standing on your head? Well, for one thing, it increases the strength of one's neck. The other thing that it does is it can flatten the top of the head. So if for whatever reason you're getting that what we call bullet head, where the head begins to point, and this will happen when you are not, you know, as smart as you used to be. You know how a lot of people these days are politically and philosophically, they're not, we're hearing a lot of really stupid people. And what happens when you're being stupid is your head begins to come to a point at the top. This is called, in the parlance, this is called the stupid peak, or Mount Stupid. And it's very common where your head begins to go to a point. And if you see a lot of people walking around and their heads are pointed, and or they're wearing a hat to cover up the point on the top of their head, where the head comes to a triangular or a pyramid-shaped top, that's because they have not been smart enough. They've been talking a lot of sports and things like that, which will cause someone's head. So we're going to talk about ways where you can keep your head from turning into a pyramid at the top and walking around with a point on the top of it. And then, of course, the bulk-eyed stare, which is from watching television. And Blair's going to talk to us about that. The bulk-eyed stare is when your both eyes begin to blend together into one. And this happens when you're watching too much television. There's all kinds of supplements you can take for it. There's one that is manufactured by a company called Balance. It's a French company, which is French for balance, I guess, right? And you can take a protein. It's called Protein 2, and it was developed by Balance. And if you eat enough of this protein, but you have to be eating it. If you're watching television while you're eating Protein 2, you're going to have to be eating it by the handful, in other words, bottles of it, because it will not work if you insist on continuing to assault the face and the head with the rays from the television set. That's what causes your eyeballs, both eyes, to blend together into one cyclops eye, and you see that quite often in society as well. So we're going to talk about all of that here today on Tom Catton's Health Wagon, and I'm so very, very deeply happy that you're with us.
Tom Catton's Health Wagon from Miami Beach. To talk to Tom, call him at 555-555-555-555. You must say it exactly that way.
Well, you know, everyone, Tom Catton's Health Wagon comes into your home once a week over these great radio stations like WIII Wee Radio in Champton, Nebraska, and WOG, one of the OG radio stations, The WOG in Fleming, Manitoba, Canada. A lot of you I know have spent much of your life being a little too involved and a little too inquisitive and a little too intrusive into other people's business. And that creates what you know as fan ear. When you are trying to overhear people's conversations, when you're sort of sticking your nose in where it doesn't belong, your ears begin to fan out and then get larger. You could have two ears that are tight against the head. Within 2 years of butting in, bothering people, and listening into conversations that have nothing whatsoever to do with you, your ears begin to fan out, enlarge, and widen. This is what we call fan ear. And something you can do for it is Tom Catton Supplement Flyboy. That's something you don't want to have happen. You don't want to begin to feel the air lifting you off the ground because the ears are now using the normal aerodynamics of lift and drag. In other words, you're not just hearing with them, but you're able to levitate or elevate, even off the ground for a few feet. It's not a good situation. People look and laugh and say, there's someone that sticks his nose in and butts in and overhears conversations that are none of his business. So get Tom Catton's Flyboy, a wonderful supplement. You can get it in the shake powder, you can get it in the capsule or the tablet. This involves some very high-velocity ingredients, vitamins, minerals, and other areas of nutritional amino acid development in our laboratories at Tom Catton Institute. So send away for Tom Catton's Flyboy, and you'll be glad you did.
Tom Catton's Flyboy is available by writing Tom Catton's Flyboy, Box 1, Busted, Washington. That's Tom Catton's Flyboy, Box 2, Winson, Oregon.
All right, well, welcome back here to Tom Catton's Health Alert. And we're live from Miami Beach once a week here on your radio, and I hope that you'll make an appointment. You'll make a date. You'll set a date. You'll, you know, buy some flowers, dress up nice, put on a bow tie and a cummerbund, and sit next to your radio each week and listen to me, Tom Catton, with Health Alert. Well, we promised you three very interesting guests. Let's get one of them on right now, Ray Borghese. Ray, as I mentioned, is a physical fitness expert from Miami Beach. And on any given day, you can go down the street and you can see Ray as he's lifting weights, as he's doing deep knee bends, wearing his T-shirt and his muscle shirts and showing all the ladies what he got. And let's talk to Ray now in Deerfield Beach here on Tom Catton's Health Alert. So, Ray, pleasant day to you. How are you?
Yeah, I'm great. Just great. And I was listening to you talking about the supplements that you've got there, Tom. I recommend Flyboy. I had a sister who was a lovely girl, but she could never get a hair to lay down flat because her ears really got large, and it was because she was picking the phone up, the extension, and listening in on people's conversations, making notes, and...
Oh, really?
Yeah, and you know, and then calling the police with whatever she thought was relevant. I don't know, and we had a lot of family members go to jail, but she paid because she wound up with these two gigantic ears, and, you know, but Flyboy, I think, is bound to help her.
How old is she now?
Well, she's well into her 50s, so it's too late for her, you know, now. But, I mean, in terms of really having a healthy dating life, I don't know, maybe.
All right, well, you know, that's what happens. But Flyboy can help anyone who just can't leave well enough alone and has got the ear pressed to the wall and the upside-down glass.
Oh, yeah. That is a troublesome thing. Well, listen. I was out on the beach today, and I was lifting weights, and I was getting ready for our conversation, and I thought about when I went to Hawaii 2 summers ago for those seminars.
Uh-huh.
And I remember Linda was here because she had to stay back and take care of our grandkids, and she said you came over a couple of times to visit.
Yeah, I did, as a matter of fact.
Okay. She says that you were hitting on her. You know what I'm saying? She
said what?
She said that you were hitting on her, you know, like wanting to take her out.
Oh, that's absurd.
That's absurd. He says it's crazy. Well, she claims...
That's absurd. I was hitting on her, wanting to take her out?
That's what she was just telling me before I came on the air with you here.
Well, that just never happened, and tell her that I'm deeply disappointed in her.
Well, look, she's my wife. She said you were coming over and leaning against the counter while she's trying to do the dishes and following around the house while she was doing, you know, chores, asking about this, that, commenting on the slack she was wearing. You never did that.
No, I never did any such thing. And if I had done that, I'd come immediately to you and tell you.
Well, what does that mean?
I would either, fly to... You were in Hawaii. I would have got on a plane to fly to tell you, or at least I would have called you and said, listen, Ray, I've just been hitting on your wife, and I need you to know that.
He says he would tell me. Bullshit. She says she doesn't believe it.
Well, I'm telling you that that is absolutely the case, that I would come to Hawaii and tell you I have a confession to make. I was hitting on your wife.
He said he would come to Hawaii and say it. That's bullshit, needle. She says she used the BS word.
Oh, I could hear her. I'm telling you that the truth. And you know what? I'll come over there after the show, and the three of us could sit down and have a conversation about it.
He wants to come over and have a conversation. Oh, fuck that. Well, she's angry.
Well, you tell her that I'm angry.
Because he's angry.
I give a shit.
She doesn't care.
Well, okay, I say that let's have a conversation about this, Ray, okay? It's very upsetting to hear this.
Well, he's going to come over. I think you're right. I would like to have a conversation. But I have to tell you that if I find out that you were hitting on my wife, I don't know what I'm going to do.
You're not going to do anything because I never, ever, ever did that.
You swear to God?
I swear to God.
He swears to God.
Fucking liar.
Well, Linda's angry.
Oh, I could hear her. I could hear her. I could hear the vile language she's using. Don't worry about it.
All right.
Look, you know what? Take care of your home, and let's talk after I get off the air, and I'll come over, and we can go out and have some hot chocolate or something. And talk about it.
Okay.
Fuck that.
No, I want him to come over. I want him to come over. She's really...
No, I know. I know the kind of woman she is. I think she's a great gal. She's your wife. I would never hit on her.
All right. Thanks very, very, very much, Tom.
Okay, Ray Borghese. How about that? Life comes at you fast, doesn't it? It sure does. Life comes at you fast. How about that, huh? He's telling me, she's telling him, and then he tell me that, or she tell him, and she tell me that I hit on her while he's out of town, that I went over there and tried to sleep with her? No way. Not Tom Catton. And I think it's also very insulting and rude and inappropriate to bring it up on our show, Tom Catton's Health Tips. You know what? I gotta call a guy. Just hold on for a minute and we'll be right back here.
Tom Catton's Health Alert. We'll be right back.
Hey everybody, this is Tom Catton. Do you find that you're out of energy, that you just can't get out of bed in the morning and make your way downstairs, even for a cup of coffee? Well, it's very common in these stressful times that we live in. Hard charging as we are, we're going to lose our energy real fast. Well, anyway, you need to maintain your health, and you need to get your energy back. And that's why I recommend this supplement from Tom Catton Industries. This is a new mixture that I was fooling around with, and I was talking to Gertie and some of the other crew, and they said, you know what? This works. We were taking this over the period of 7 days where we were getting ready for the Ironman triathlon, and people were hopping around, climbing on the walls. It was really, really a lot of fun. So I recommend that you get a jar of this, Tom Catton's, from Tom Catton Industries. This is the Tom Catton Mix. Now ask for it by name, the Tom Catton Mix number 6. Tom Catton Mix number 6, and we'll send it to you special delivery if you send us your name, address, your credit card number, to Tom Catton Industries, Box 0863, Wotton, Trevelya, West Virginia. That's Wotton, Trevelya, West Virginia. And send us that credit card information and your name, and we'll send you this Tom Catton Mix number 6 from Tom Catton Industries. We've done some remarkable things with mixtures and with the different supplements, and I think you'll enjoy this.
Tom Catton Mix number 6. Get it while it lasts. Send a check, a money order, or credit card information to Tom Catton Industries, Mix number 6, Box 6341, Visalia, Texas.
Get that Tom Catton Mix number 6, and you'll be bouncing off the walls, hopping up and down, laughter, yeah, all of that.
And now, back to Tom Catton Health Alert.
All right. Ann LeMaster is coming on the line and talking about, you know, mixtures of chemicals and, not chemicals, God forbid, but mixtures of our supplements. And when we're talking supplements, we're talking, you know, there's lots of things you can do to increase your vitality and your staminas. And one of them, of course, is the use of amino acids and vitamins and irons and things like that. But there's also the natural potions and the natural remedies that Anna's going to talk to us about. You know, St. John's wort, which has been used for years by people who swear by it, is really, I think, one of the great unsung heroes of the energy wars. And right now in Los Angeles, California, is Anna LeMaster, who is at one of the health food expos that's put on every year by Will Stunton and his wife, Gina. And Anna, how are you, and how are people treating you?
Oh, it's good. Hello, how are you doing? You know, Tom, I was just talking to Bill Newton about you. And
Bill Newton, the police officer.
I was, yeah, because I'd heard what Ray said. Do you remember when I was taking a nap at your house? We'd been on the beach, and I'd been to visit. It was an Easter holiday last year.
Oh, yes, I certainly do.
And you were trying to take my dress off while I was asleep. Do you remember that?
I was trying to take your dress off while you were asleep?
Yes, yes. I was just talking to Bill Durton about it. He's a police officer.
Okay, all right, I'm following.
Well?
I don't know, I don't recall. And that doesn't sound like Tom Catton.
Well, I can tell you, I woke up and you had unzipped my dress all the way down the back of my pants.
Were you wearing a dress or a pair of pants?
I had on a dress and pants, remember? We were laughing about it. I got up in the morning, I was so confused.
And I was doing what?
You were taking my dress off. And then you were taking my pants off. And you were putting my shoes on, which was really strange.
Oh. I was helping you on with your shoes.
No, I was asleep. And you were taking my...
I don't remember that at all. I certainly would remember it if I did it. Wouldn't I?
The guy here, the cop here, wants information. I got to send cops to your house.
Well, now, why would you do that if I didn't do it?
Well, you say you didn't do it, but I remember you doing it. I'm asleep. I wake up. You're taking my dress off.
First of all, let's tell everybody the truth about you.
I don't care.
Anna is a cross-dresser. She's a guy. His name's Arnie.
Yeah.
Okay. So maybe we were getting into the shower or something.
What are you talking about, getting into the shower? I'm laying there sleeping, and you're taking my pants off and my dress.
You know what? Good luck selling that to a cop. You're wearing a dress, you're wearing pants, you're cross-dressing.
That doesn't mean that I give up my rights as a human being.
No, it doesn't. You're right. But it doesn't mean that I was there taking your dress and your pants off and putting your shoes on.
You weren't putting my shoes on. You weren't putting my shoes on, and we weren't going anywhere. We weren't getting ready to go anywhere. I was taking a nap at your house, all right, just before I went out. And when I woke up, you'd unzip my dress and my pants, okay, and my wingtips. You weren't putting shoes on. You were taking them off.
And your wingtips.
Yeah. And you were also, and then you were taking my tie off.
Well, man, what did the cops say when you told them you were wearing a dress, pants, a tie, and wingtips?
None of your business, okay? He said what he said. I say what I say. I'm going to tell you again. Excuse me, I just had lunch.
It's all right.
I'm going to tell you again. I'm talking to this cop, and he wants to talk to you.
All right, well, give him my number, okay?
Yeah, you got a pen?
Uh-huh.
It's, can I give him that 55?
Yeah, the 555 number.
555.
Got it.
21.
Uh-huh. 2-2-2. 5-5-5-2-1-2-2-2. And you tell him.
I already spoke to him. So,
And does the cop know that you're really a guy?
You know I'm a guy.
You what?
You know that I'm actually a guy.
Fuck me. No, I didn't know that at all. What?
Well, I'm a guy, but that doesn't make any difference. He's not allowed to take my pants and my dress off, is he?
I don't know.
Yeah, see what I'm saying? They're...
It's got nothing to do with it. That is assault while I'm laying there in bed.
I didn't do anything other than to unzip a dress.
Aha!
Hey, you meant that?
Yeah.
Oh, that's... You weren't even asleep.
2-2-2.
You know, this is ridiculous, Anna. I'm just going to start calling you Arnie.
You said you'd never do that.
Well, I'm gonna.
You said you don't?
Unless you drop the charges now.
Forget it.
What is this anyway?
I'm going to start calling you Arnie.
You know, I'm happy to come on the show every week and talk about supplements, but I'm getting real tired of coming over to your house and having you, like, staring at me through the curtains or walking into the bathroom while I'm sitting on the toilet, stuff like that.
That's my house, though, you know.
Yeah, I know.
All right, let's talk about it some other time, okay, Anna?
You don't want... Okay.
That's the police officer. You just tell him, Mr. Nernan, whatever his name is, that I'd be certainly happy to talk to him if he were to contact me.
I already told him what you did.
And I did what?
I'm laying asleep, and I wake up, and you're taking my dress and my pants off.
Yeah, I'll bet you he had a big laugh over that. Okay, Anna. I mean, Arnie. I mean, Anna. There she is. Anna LeMaster here on Tom Cadden's Health Wagon. Stick around. We got more to come here as we talk with our good friend, Blair Lenning. Blair is a guy who knows a lot about the meditations and so on and so forth, the yogas. We'll be talking to him. For tickets to see Tom Catton's Health Alert, write to Tom Catton's Industries, Tom Catton's Health Alert Industries, and Tom Catton Industries Health Alert. Write to all three of those at Box 6, Foynbee, Nebraska. You know, Tom Catton's Health Industries has been working on now for the last 21 years immortality juice. I think we're coming up on it pretty good, but we still need your help. Please go to Tom Catton Industries on the website and look for crowdsourcing, crowdfunding, pay me, which is another crowdsourcing app, and just give us more than you can. In fact, push yourself to the limit. This is what makes, I believe, our immortality juice something to really look forward to. The fact that we're going to ask you to give us more than you can afford. Give us more than you can afford. Push yourself to the limit financially, and someday, Tom Catton Industries will finally have immortality juice. And I'll tell you what, and I'm going to name it after myself, of course, Tom Catton's Immortality Juice. But in my mind and in my heart, all of you will be there. It's going to be fun living forever.
Tom Catton's Immortality Juice. Send your money, more than you can afford, to Tom Catton's Immortality Juice, crowdsource, general fund, pay me, Watton, Nebraska.
Yep, Tom Catton's Immortality Juice, you better, it'll be amazing. And welcome back here to Tom Catton's Health Alert. I was going to call it Tom Catton's Immortality Juice. Well, who knows? In the coming weeks, in the coming months, if we get our immortality juice finally developed that we've been working on for 20-plus years, I'm excited about it. The immortality juice for those of you who may not have been with us when we first broached the subject, the immortality juice is a, it builds on the goblin juice that allowed invisibility, or at least we thought it allowed invisibility. And that was a learning curve. There's no question about it. When we thought that we were walking through someone's home invisible, and the individual actually saw us and had been tracking us for a good 20 minutes before he opened fire, we lost several people that night. But I remember saying to the homeowner before I was taken away by the police, I said, "We were invisible, weren't we?" And he said, "No." And he gave me that look. He shrugged his shoulders and said, "No, I saw you coming into the house." I said, "Was any part of us invisible?" And he cocked his gun and put the barrel to my head. And I said, "I'm done. Take me away, officer." And the police officer didn't move. He didn't do anything. So I had to stand there and sweat that one out as the two of them got a good laugh out of that. Well, all of that goes into our experience in developing the immortality juice. And I certainly hope that when the time comes for us to unveil it, you'll be with us. And it'll have been worth it to you to give us all of your money, even more than you can afford. Because we feel the only way you can fully commit to Tom Catton Health Industries and the immortality juice is by giving us so much of your money that it puts you at risk, your family, your life, your well-being, your health. Otherwise, what's the point, huh? Someone asked, "Well, why don't you do that, Tom?" No, I'm not going to do that. You have to. I'm the one that's mixing up the immortality juice. I've got it right there in a cauldron with a big broom handle, and I stir it every night. What's the point, you know? I could go on forever. There's no point. But there is a point to my next guest. Happens to be a good friend of mine. I've known Ray Blair Lenning for a long, long, I say a long, long 5 years. seems like a long, long 5 years, Blair. But nice of you to be with us, and welcome to the show. And we're going to talk about yoga, huh?
Well, I hope so. I hope we can talk about yoga. I have to get one thing out of the way, though.
Well, by the way, you're driving, so I don't want you to get into an accident.
No, I won't get into an accident. I think I'm all right. I'm driving with. I'm very relaxed. I'm very relaxed. But I heard Anna and I heard Ray, and some of the comments they made.
Yeah.
And I think I would be remiss if I didn't bring up the time you tried to unzip my fly.
Well, why do you want to bring that up?
Because I heard them saying what they said. You hitting on Ray's wife, Anna. You taking her dress off, and you unzip my fly. So why can't I say something about it?
Well, it's just not part of what we're doing. This is Tom Catton's Health Alert.
I know it's Tom Catton's Health Alert, but we can't have a fruitful, honest relationship unless you come clean with what you did that day while I was doing those chin-ups. Okay, and I was completely at your mercy. I had my arms there on the bar doing chin-ups, and you walked up and unzipped my fly.
Well, if I did, it was... Why were you... You know what? I don't remember.
You don't remember? Just like you don't remember the other guys.
No, I don't. I don't remember them either. I don't remember coming over and unzipping your fly while you're doing chin-ups. And I think, it's wrong of you to bring that up in this format, in this forum. Okay? Because I think that there are better places.
Well, I can tell you, Mary Westberg's over here. She was there that day when I was doing the chin-ups, remember?
Yeah.
Mary, did you see Tom unzip my fly?
Oh, yeah.
Okay.
Well, she's lying. Tell her she's a liar.
Tom says you're a liar.
I'm not a liar, Tom. I saw you do it. You know, Blair and I were going out. Remember, we were going to go to dinner.
I was taking Mary to dinner.
Okay, you were taking Mary to dinner.
Yeah, and then you came over, unzipped my fly, and Mary was coming out putting her earrings on, right, Mary?
I was putting my earrings on, and then...
You know, Mary, I remember you being there, and I remember him doing chin-ups. I don't remember unzipping his fly. If I did, maybe it was a joke.
No, I don't think it was a joke, especially since you...
Oh, come on.
Yeah, you did.
And there I was at your mercy.
You know, this has got to be April... Is this April Fool's? It's got to be April Fool's.
No, it's February. Yeah, it's February.
Hey, Mary, why don't you back the... Back off, all right?
Lyle, you got to answer for it.
I'll do it, Mary. It's all right. I got it, Mary. It's okay. Well, so what do you say about all this?
I'm saying that you're full of crap, Blair, and no, I didn't. And if you ever want on Tom Catton's health alert ever again, you're going to apologize for what you said.
What's been apologized? Are you kidding me? Give me the phone. Hey, you want to turn the phone back? Put your earrings on and wait for me in the car. Why? Put your earrings on and wait for me in the car. I need that.
There you go. Look at you abusing that woman.
I'm not abusing her. Are you crazy? I want to talk about it. We'll talk about it at dinner.
What, are you two an item?
Oh, yeah. Well, we have been for a while.
Wow. Well, that's something I didn't know. You and Westberg, huh?
Who cares? I'm talking to you about it.
Okay, you know what? Do what you got to do. You just do what you got to do, man, okay?
I'm gonna do what I got to do.
Blair Lenning. Blair Lenning, who's a yoga expert. Yeah. And there's a new form of yoga. It's called baloney. Baloney. Have you heard about the baloney yoga? Well, Blair is an expert, and he's a teacher of baloney yoga. Aren't you, Blair?
Tom Catton's Health Alert with Tom Catton. Brought to you by
Tom Catton Industries, where we develop the Goblin Juice, Invisibility Juice, and now the Immortality Juice. And, of course, all of the fine supplements, vitamins, and nutritional energy bars you've come to know and love.
Famous Phil Henry Show is executive produced by Phil Henry for Siempre Incorporated, all rights reserved, on Podcast One.
Hang up on that dyke.
Hey, let me tell you.